This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The Pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin says that if Klal Yisrael sins, Hashem will send them into Golos. Vayitashem Hashem me'al admosom, Hashem will move them from their land, ba'af uvechemo v'ketzef godol, with great anger, v'yashlichem el eretz acheres kayom hazeh, and cast them into another land like we see today. If you look carefully, you will notice that the lamed in the word v'yashlichem is unusually large, larger than the other oisiyos. Why the difference in the ois lamed? The Ritvaz answers that there is a din that if someone throws an object of his into the Rishus HaRabim, it becomes hefker, because the act of throwing it into the Rishus HaRabim shows that he does not want it anymore. However, if he throws it into the Rishus HaRabim, but it's attached to a rope, and he's holding the other end of the rope, then it's not hefker, because by tying the rope to it, he shows that he still wants it, and he is not mafker it. So too says the Ritvaz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us into Golus, but he does not throw us there alone, unattached, but rather he, so to speak, always has a rope attached to us, showing us that we are not alone, not hefker. We are still connected to him. That, says the Ritvaz, is the long lamed. It's like a rope. It tells us, vayashlichem, even when Hashem throws us into Golus, we are still connected to him with the rope, the lamed, the chevel. As the Pasuk says, Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. The chevel that attaches Yaakov in the Golus makes his nachla eternal to Hashem, because Hashem did not forget Yaakov. Hashem did not forget Klal Yisrael in the Golus. Yaakov chevel nachalosoi, the chevel of Yaakov, makes him a nachla to Hashem forever. The lamed in the word vayashlichem teaches us that the vayashlichem is not total, not hefker. We're still attached to Hashem, Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. In Sefer Kamoitzei Shel Rov, he brings another answer why there is a large lamed in the word vayashlichem. In Keheles Paragimel, the Pasuk says, Lakol zaman va'eis. There's a time for everything, a suitable time for every purpose. Eis loledes veis lamus, a time for being born, a time for dying. Eis laroig veis lirpoi, a time for slaying, a time for healing. Eis livkois veis lischoik, a time for weeping, a time for laughing. Eis tefoid veis rekoid, a time for hespit, and a time for dancing. Ask the Vilna Gaon. By each time frame, there's a lamed in the beginning of the word. Eis loledes, lomos, laroig, lirpoi, livkois, lischoik, with the exception of the words sefoid and rekoid. It does not say eis lispoid, the eis lirkoid. Rather, eis sefoid, the eis rekoid. And the Gaon explains that the letter lamed is spelled out lamed mem dalet, which means lomad, limud, learning Torah. The Pasuk in Keheles is hinting to the halacha that we are mevatlin Talmud Torah for two things, for haitzoas ameis and for achnosas kala. When a lamed is missing, it means that there is no limud haTorah. Eis sefoid ve'eis rekoid without the lamed is alluding to the two times that we do not learn Torah. We are mevatlin Talmud Torah, and that is by sefoid and rekoid. Sefoid, which is hespit, which means haitzoas ameis, and rekoid is achnosas kala. The Sefer Kamoitzei Shel Rov takes the idea of the Gaon to the next level. If lacking a lamed means no limud haTorah, then a large lamed means an increase in limud haTorah. And the Pasuk is telling us, vayashlichem, when Hashem throws us into Golos, the only way to survive the Golos is with the large lamed, increasing in limud haTorah. And so we find in history, during the times of the darkest points of Golos, Klal Yisrael increased in limud haTorah. In Golos Bavel, Talmud Bavli was written. During the time of the Crusades, we had the Rishonim. During the Gezerah of Tachvatat, lived the Shachin Taz, whose Chidushim are printed on the margins of the Shulchan Aruch. Increasing in Limud HaTorah, in the Lamed, saved us through the Vayashlichem. The Chidah adds, the Gematria of Vayashlichem without the Lamed equals 376, which is the same Gematria as Esav. If we are thrown into Golos Vayashlichem, and there is no lamed, there is no limud haTorah, then we will fall into the hands of Esav. Because when there is no koil Yaakov, then there is Yodayim Idei Esav. When Vayashlichem is without the lamed, without limud, its gematria is Esav. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yutes, I'm calling the heaven and earth to stand witness before you. I have put before you life and death. Habrocha ve'aklolo, blessing and curses. And I'm telling you to choose life in order that you and your children shall live. And the question arises, once Moshe told Klal Yisrael uvocharto b'chayim, that you should choose life, why is it necessary to say afterwards, lematichya atav zarecho? Obviously, if you choose life, then you and your children will live. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that Moshe was not telling Klal Yisrael, choose life and then you will live. That's obvious. If you choose life, you'll live. Rather, Moshe was instructing Klal Yisrael to choose a type of life that will result in our children selecting to follow in our footsteps. Rav Moshe writes that the financial situation for many European immigrants in the early 1900s was very grim. Their refusal to work on Shabbos made it very difficult for them to find and keep a reliable job. And when they came home, they complained and sighed, "Oy es shveret zayin ayid. Oh, how difficult it is to be Jewish." Although those people remained connected to their Yiddishkeit, their children grew up being unintentionally educated that Judaism is painful and requires great sacrifice. Not surprisingly, many of their children abandoned Yiddishkeit and their family's traditions. On the other hand, if parents stress the warmth and happiness which Yiddishkeit offers, if the message is, it's geschmack to be a Yid, their children will naturally want to follow in their footsteps. This is what Moshe was saying by uvocharto b'chayim, lemantichya ato v'zarecho. If you want your children to live by the way of the Torah, lemantichya ato v'zarecho, then uvocharto b'chayim, choose Torah as a way of chayim, view Yiddishkeit as chayim, a beautiful life, a lebedika life, and transmit that to your children. Then lemantichya ato v'zarecho, your children will continue living in the path of Torah because they too want that kind of life, a life of true chayim. If you transmit the Torah as chayim, then they will buy in. However, if you transmit the Torah as a hardship, unfortunately, they will opt out.